Welcome to the Doyo Download. I am DJ, or Suigyo Kirie, or Suijin, and I will be your host today. And so far, I'm joined by Asa Bariki, and you are unmuted now, sir, or madam, as the case may be.
Yes. Good afternoon. How are you?
Oh, Tetsuba.
Yes, that's me. I am just going to change right now.
Yeah, that must be your Doyo of the Dead handle.
Hello, it's my new Shikona.
Oh.
Like, I changed.
Gotcha.
Yeah.
Ah. Well, welcome. And you can see my new background is the, one of the backgrounds from the, what's this program? Discord. I forgot to turn it off, but I kind of like it. So you can see me in my hacking capacity.
Everything's green, like you're in the Matrix.
Yes. Yes. I am having a tight ship today because things need to be done. And I'm squeezing this in because I have to go squeeze in a lot of work after this. So, I do want to announce that this will be the last Doyo download where I don't give you information about my Rikishi coming up.
Oh, like, I was so afraid for a moment.
Swerve! Because this is the last Doyo download of November, which is on the 27th when I'm recording this and should get this out today, too. And in December, I plan on giving tidbits of information here and there. There's not tons of tidbits to give, but the Basho will be started by the time I start giving out a tidbit. So at that point, you'll know everything by the time the Basho after this one hits. So that'll be that. But it was nice to let that hang there for a second, and then quickly dive in to let you know that this is not over.
Mm-hmm.
What does Asa Bariki mean?
Basically, Asa is the traditional Takasago kanji, so like Asa Shoryu, for example.
Okay.
And Bariki means horsepower, so it's always the idea of the horse in the name, but with a more cool, with a different meaning.
So what did Tetsuba mean?
Tetsuba meant iron horse. Because Tetsu is iron and Ba was horse. So the Ba is still here, but I changed the iron and now it's just horsepower. And also, it's not very intentional, but it resembles Azuma Kuni's first Shikona, which was Asa no Riki. Back in the day, but it was some time ago, so I don't think people have made the comparison.
Very, very few of us will have made the comparison, and, and I won't because I haven't. I don't put two and two together very well. This is in my way.
Well, it's not a bad one. Like if I can have the carry off as a Makuni, it's fine.
Seeing me adjust stuff on the live here. There we go. Had that metal thing in my way, but now it's not.
Yay!
Let's start out with what happened real life. And I will say at this point, if you haven't watched the Kyushu Basho for real life, the final day, you might want to stop listening right now and go watch it, because we're about to spoil the crap out of it. And you have been warned. So, last episode, I said that I was late in announcing it, but I did say that I had picked that the winner would be one of basically four people, and that was Hoshoryu, Abi, Takayasu and Oho. And I think I had maybe two others in there, but it was essentially going to be one of those four, and Abby got it. And I know other people picked Abby specifically, but Abby won. So there you go.
So congratulations to him. Even though the final was a bit, was truly sad for Takayasu.
The more I looked at him after the fight was over with him and Abby, it looked like he might have had a concussion. Because, I mean, it didn't look like he knew where he was at for quite a while.
It's a bit strange. Just after the bout, the Yobidashi were talking about the neck or something like that.
Yeah.
And on the regulation bout, he felt not very... He felt badly, like he was rolling on his neck already, so maybe he has weakened his neck already, and with the touchy eye, it just snapped a bit, or I don't know, but it did not look very good.
Yeah. And Taka Keisho, you could already tell, he was exhausted from the first one, so there was no way he was beating Abby.
Yeah.
So, I mean... Once Takayasu couldn't do it, I knew Abby was going to win. So that was that.
Yeah, objectively, when there was the playoff, Abby was the most favored. But I'm glad that Taka Keisho was able to go in the playoff, because it means it's a kind of usual equivalent. So if he wins the usual, for example, next time, this should make the requirements for Yokozuna. We don't know.
I mean, I think so. He's got, let me bring up, I didn't have that ready. Let's bring up, watch SumoDB not work now. Oh, there we go. Let's see here. He is not listed as the junior. Oh wait, did they? They don't have today's updates in. I mean,
playoffs.
They don't list the playoffs. He should be listed as 12-3 junior show, 8th, and he's not in SumoDB. It's just listed as 12-3.
Yeah.
Like
12-3.
I don't think there's a reason why he shouldn't be promoted at this point. I mean, he's got two junior shows in 4 basho. He's got, let's see, or 3 basho. Sorry, I keep adding one more line and I don't need to. He's got 33 wins in these 3 basho. I mean, yes, he's not the most consistent one, but he's often one that sticks around long enough to make up what his... I mean, if he does bad, he'll stick around long enough to make up to try to, you know, work his way out of it rather than just Kyujo right away. I don't see a reason why they shouldn't promote Taka Keisho. I mean, it's an outside chance, but I mean, at this point, when we know Taro Nofuji is not long term, if you want another Yokozuna in there, now's the time.
No. I think he needs a Yusho next time, basically, for him to do it, because otherwise he would be a bit weak. A promotion case, like 33 is a really good record, but it's more Ozeki-esque and a bit less Yokozuna. I know the usual ID for Yokozuna is like 38/3, so it's not quite on a Yokozuna material yet. But with a playoff and a usual next time, it is. We don't know.
And the real problem we have is next basho, we have one Ozeki if Taka Keisho doesn't get promoted. So
one Ozeki, one Yokozuna, and the Yokozuna will fill the second Ozeki role.
Yeah, because as I've been saying, Shodai sucks. He's not Ozeki material. Will he probably regain his Ozeki next time? Maybe.
I don't think so.
I mean, I don't think so either. I don't think he can scrape out 10 wins next time. I mean, not with as many people or as hungry as they are. Wakataka Kagi really, really screwed the pooch this time.
Yeah.
Hoshoryu has now shown that all he has to do is stay calm, and he's a monster in the dojo. Mitake Yumi, now that he's tasted Ozeki, even though he lost 3 straight Basho to lose the rank officially, has probably going to be fighting a little harder to try to get it back.
I don't know.
I mean, we all know that he's going to be hanging out in the Sekiwaki area, more than likely. I'm not saying he's going to get it back, but he's going definitely be trying to get it back. So, I don't know if Shodai is going to get a... I don't know if he's going to automatically get it back, which means we're going to need a Hoshoryu or a Wakataka Kagi to really blow things out of the water to climb up to Ozeki. Otherwise, I mean, let's say Takakesho wins the Yusho in January. That means no Zeki.
Like, if there is 2 Yokozuna and no Ozeki, there are just 2 Yokozuna Ozeki. Because idea is... Yokozuna is like a special Ozeki, historically. Because long time ago, there were only Ozeki. And Yokozuna were just Ozeki, which were given the right to do their ceremony thing. And now it's an official rank, but it's basically a kind of super Ozeki.
Yeah. I mean, yeah.
But it will be the first time in history, if it happens, that we'll have 2 Yokozuna Ozekis.
It'll be weird if it happens. I mean, it will be weird. So, yeah. Ura did terrible. I'm slowly coming to the realization that Ura is probably just an upper Megashira rather than a Sekiwaki Kumosubi hopeful. I was really hoping he'd be Ozeki at some point, but not after seeing this. So I'm pretty much going to be seeing him at or near the top of the Bansuke, but probably not much above that. Very sad.
Yeah, in the joy, basically. Oh, and next Basho, it won't be very high.
No, which means he'll have an 11-win Basho or a 12-win Basho, and he'll be right in the mix because he'll be taking on lower-tier guys. But,
yeah.
But, I mean...
He will be like M10, Megashira 10, maybe? I don't know.
I think he's going to drop a little lower than Megashira 10. I'm thinking 12, maybe.
Oof, he managed to scrape 4 wins in the end. After a 0-7.
Scrape is a good word. I mean, even me, I was happy when he got the wins, but now looking back at it, it's not pretty. And I'm a diehard Ura fan, so it's not good.
Oof, yeah.
And I'm totally disgusted that Kagiaki got any wins.
You know, I really want to buy you a Kagiaki Tegata just for the joke.
No. I would. No. No. Now watch. Kagiaki next Basho will do no better than 7 and 8. So he'll have a Makakoshi. But I'm predicting at least a 6 and 9 or a 5 and 10, because this is what he does. He gets a winning record, he goes up, and then he can't handle the competition, and he gets smashed back down. Because he does the same thing all the time, and it's completely transparent. And I noticed that some of the Megashira have totally figured him out. like Takeyasu had him down pat. So basically Takeyasu just kept moving backwards and then did a pirouette and Kagayaki went face first off the dojo. Like, if you're just going to keep coming at me, bro, I'm just going to spin and move and you're going to go flying like, I don't know, do a belly flop off the edge.
Well, against Takeyasu, I was a bit worried because Takeyasu was really for a long time in the back in backwards move, and yeah, he could have lost here. I think Takeyasu was not that easy for Okagayaki.
Yeah,
I don't know. I don't think his sumo is bad or too predictable. It's just that. He has good basics, and it's just basic. So,
I'm not saying it's not effective. I'm just saying it's basic. Basic is a good word. It's very basic.
But it's not too bad. So he can hang on in lower Magashira. That's it. You know, it's like when you're fighting the boss, and the only strat is basic. So you have a pretty good idea of what they will do.
Yeah. Well, enough about real sumo. Let's move on to fake dice sumo and what this podcast is really about, the road to Yokozuna.
Yes.
What caught my attention this morning was a ping on my watch, because I have an Apple Watch and I get the pings. The ping of Okumizu announcing that he will be going to the Hikari Shoryu Beia.
Yeah, it's a big surprise.
And yes, I saw the hate.
Beia. Like, whoa, they will be in the same Heia, the first and the second Yokozuna of the game. And yeah, we'll be crazy Beia.
So, I did have to immediately open up the master sheet to see how many new Beias there were, and it's just the extra two. So the Inazuma Beia, which we all figured was happening, and then the Hikari Shoryu Beia, which I didn't personally know was happening, but apparently there were folks that knew it was happening, so congrats.
Maybe the senior Gyojis knew it, it was kind of secret before that.
Yeah. Well, I don't have a lot of conversations with, it looks like Hikari Nowaka is what he's called now.
Yeah.
I've not had a lot of conversations with him, so I guess I wouldn't have been in the loop in the first place, but it's just a surprise to me because I wasn't in any loop. So it's not that it's not completely feasible. It's I just didn't hear about it was all. So much for my journalistic inside scoop. And then I must have missed this announcement, but Inazuma is now Inazaru.
Yeah. Because it's Tomizaru and Inazuma combined, basically.
You know, I figured he would stick with the lightning theme and go like Raiden or something like that. You know, that's what I was actually going to suggest. But I mean, if you want to stick with the similar naming conventions, Mainu Rikishi does not have anything to do with the Shikona of Suijin. So it'll be totes different, yo.
Yeah, why not? And Inazaru, yeah, maybe could have played like with Raizaru or something like that about Thunder and Monkey, Thunder Monkey, but I don't know. It's just, it's his Shikona.
Well, wouldn't Raizaru be Dragon Monkey?
Ryuzaru, maybe.
Yeah, and Ryu. What
and
would
Raizaru.
Raizaru.
Yeah. But it's hard to pronounce.
I got you. I was just thinking. Too much thought. And it looks like the Inazuma Beya already has quite a few members. That's a lot.
Yeah.
Takanami, yeah. Shinkai Fuji, Tetsuan, Arashidaki, Kumanagi, Senchi Orenchi, Goryu, Hiraki, and Kaikaryu. Whereas... Wait. How long has... Did Inazuma announce his well before Hikari Shoryu?
Yeah, a week or so before. And also, it was a bit to be expected because there were lots of people in Isegama who were ready to follow Inazuma. And so basically, Inazuma took with him like half of the Isegama Ichimon plus Takanami. With Hikari Shoryu's Beya, there were a bit less people. There weren't many people in Takasago who were really ready to follow him. And it was more, and since it was like more surprising, like, yeah. So maybe it's why there is not many Takasago Rikishi in Hikari Shoryu. There is basically Hikari Nowaka and Amao, and the other recruits are from other Ichimans.
Yeah, and Hikari Shoryu has Amao, Nagashima, and Chiyo Kitao, and Okumizu at this point, who's not listed on the sheet yet, but will be.
Yeah. Yeah, big names are moving. And
very exciting. Do we have any rumors of anybody else wanting to open their own Beya?
I don't think so. Because basically, the people who could open their own Beya would be Yokozuna or Ozeki. So from the Yokozuna side... Okumizu did not open his own Beya. Azuma Kuni didn't neither. And from the Ozeki, unclear. Maybe Soyokaze would want to do something like that. I don't know. But the other Ozekis, I don't think so. They would have announced it earlier, I guess.
Well, Soyokaze just finished their last basho, so let's see. Well, I don't even know where Soyokaze... There's Soyokaze. Let's take a look at Soyokaze's finances. That's right, we're outing you on the podcast. Oh, plenty. Totally. Interesting. Totally open your own Beya. Interesting. Yeah. I would be very interested to see where that ends up.
Yeah. I'm also kind of interested to see how the new Beya Heya will fare in the next basho. It will be interesting. Good change of the time, but makes my laugh a bit harder because normally I would have for some commentaries some title pictures like NHK and well I was putting the people said back then but I don't know if I should put the people the people told back then or the AI of Hikari Shoryu and Azuma and so on. So yeah, I don't know if people. It's like there is a lore Heya and there is the Road to Yokozuna Heya, and that's a bit two different things. Yeah.
Very interesting. Oh, yeah, I should have opened up who's signed up for the basho and what kind of participation we've got so far.
We have already. A retirement and an important one, as Sokudoryu has retired.
Really? Where's that?
Yeah.
What division were they in?
Sotokayo was in Makuchi, was Maegashira 1 West. So.
Wow. 1 West and retirement all the way up there. That's weird. Weird.
Yeah, basically it disappeared from the server, so maybe it just didn't have the time, or we don't know. It was Kyuzho, the previous Basho.
Oh, okay. Gotcha. That makes totes sense. It looks like... I mean, it looks like we've got 92% of people signed up.
Yeah.
Very few not signed up at this point. That's good.
Yeah, but the Basho will start soon, and we need as many confirmations as possible in order to draw the Torikumi, for example.
Absolutely, because I mean, if you're not signed up, then you can't obviously be scheduled, because we don't know you're there.
Yeah, and basically, it's a bit hellish to adjust the Torikumi at the last moment. So,
it's awful.
So if you're hearing this podcast and you haven't signed up, well, please do.
Absolutely. Absolutely. We need you to sign up for the Basho immediately. Because can't wait till the last second.
Yes.
It's just terrible if you wait till the last second. It helps nobody out. Nobody.
Yep.
And Americans, yeah, we just went through Thanksgiving. But, I mean, technically that gives you extra time to sign up, because what better thing to do than to go sign up for the Basho to get away from your relatives?
Oh, yeah. The family dinners.
That's right. When your crazy uncle starts talking about that thing you hate, whether it be the racial thing or the political thing or the alien that probed him that one time, that's time for you to check out and go sign up for the Basho.
Personally, I'm waiting for the day when I'll be the crazy uncle talking about sumo.
That's right. When he starts talking about the tinfoil hats, it's Basho time. I don't have any family close enough to have Thanksgiving with. Neither does my wife. So we just ordered from a restaurant and brought the food home the day before. It's a barbecue place, so we could order like massive amounts of meat, which we did, and then just ate the next day after warming it up with some sides, and it was fine. And we just did our own thing. So that was great. No relatives to deal with.
It was like an advertisement, like a sponsor for the mission.
Mm-hmm. Oh, I haven't shown this on the show yet. This is my new cup. It's got my website logo on it, on one side. And
nice.
I'm hearing that the website's a scam, but I don't care. I'm still using it as it's got a Lord DJ Allen on the other side, because I own 1 square foot of Scottish land, and therefore I'm a Scottish lord.
Oh, you did that thing.
I did do that thing.
Oh, I gotta tell Inazuma about it.
My wife also owns 1 square foot of Scottish land, so she's a lady. So we officially own 2 square feet of land in Scotland, according to establishedtitles.com, I think. And then, yeah. Like I said, though, apparently some people think it's a scam. We bought it through one of the YouTube people we support. So we're helping out the YouTube person, and because I have a certificate that says I'm a lord, that's where I'm getting it from. So whatever.
it's because you own like a piece of land in Scotland, and. You being a lord?
I mean, technically, royalty has to declare that you're a lord or a lady or however that works. But, I mean, my theory is, and always has been, and this goes with knighthood as well, as long as one other person believes it, it's true.
Mm. So, do you think Inazuma is a lord? Because Ion's maybe his house is in Scotland? Or
if his wife believes that he's a lord, then he's a lord.
Oh,
and if he
Lord wants, Inazuma.
If he wants me to believe he's a lord, all he has to do is ask. And I will reciprocate. But he has to believe I'm a lord also. So, there we go. Inazaru, that's your test right there.
Oh, hey, Lord Inazaru.
That's right. I don't know where... I don't know if there's a... Shikona meetings. Let's see. I don't know if Inazaru has a profile out there yet. So I don't know where Inazaru would be from, but...
Well, meaning is a bit strange because...
I just went to the Shikona Meetings channel because normally people post a little bio when they do it, but it does not look like Inazaru has done that.
No, because, well, initially Inazuma is a bit of a strange kanji. It means lightning, but it's made from the characters from rice and like a wife. And if you look at it, you're thinking it doesn't mean anything, but in fact there is a kind of origin. Like if the idea was if the thunder would fall on a rice field, it may fertilize it or something like that. So that's why rice and lightning are a bit associated. Basically, he kept the Ina, which meant rice field, and he had Zaru, so it's the monkey of the rice field.
Of course it is. Of course it is. And I noticed he's gone back to using a He-Man vision.
Yeah, that is good. Yeah.
Yeah. I think I'm going to use the one that I'm using for her right now for quite a while because I really like the simplicity of it. So just the face with the green background.
Yeah.
See if that helps out. But we are at the 30 minute or so mark. I'm probably at 35 minutes now-ish. And I said I wanted to keep this to a tight-ish 30 because I have work to do. Because we are in Christmas season, and, well, my wife's at a craft show right now as we speak. I got to go pick her up at a little after 5, and I have to make things before then. So, Asabariki, instead of Tetsuo, thanks for joining me here on the show once again.
Yeah, thank you, too.
No problem. And like I said, this is the last Doyo download where I will not be giving out not teasing out a tidbit for my new Rikishi. So next show, I'll start teasing out tidbits until we get to their or her, because I've already teased that out, her debut, or at least until I start releasing her Shikona and then go from there. But by the end of December, you'll all know that what she's called and where she's from, and well, she's from, I think I've already mentioned that too, Ukraine. I might not have as much to tease out as I think. Where she's from and where we're going from there, but she's participating in the Basho after the next one, so because
no. I have a guess about this. I have a guess. Her name would be She. Yeah. Good pun. Yeah. Like the Ukrainian real one. Like She, but with E instead of I's.
No.
Stupid pun.
I think you'll find it interesting. I've already given hints, like, way back of what it is, so I can give those again if you'd like to think about it for the whole week.
Oof. Yeah, why not?
It's short, because I don't like typing big, long Shikona, and it's nautical-themed, or nautical-based, I would say, nautical-based. There is your reminder. But you can find this podcast stored. The feed is at emeraldspector.com. Spector is spelled T-E-R. You can email me, emeraldspector.com@gmail.com. I am on this Discord, at Suijin, S-U-I-J-I-N, for the foreseeable future, or my actual Shikona currently in between my last one and my new one is Suigyokure, S-U-I-G-Y-O-K-U-R-E-I, which means roughly Emerald Spectre. And I think you can tag Emerald Spectre also. If you have any questions, go ahead and tag that. Or you can post in the official RTY podcast channel. I do see them there. And that's where you'll find links to episodes, because I do post them there also. I would just like you to subscribe to the feed so you get every episode automatically into your podcast thing, program, app, bot, whatever. And, as always, you will not hear the... Well, Asabariki won't hear the theme music going out, but it will be happening. So, see you next time on the Doyo Download.